turn down that cheesy shit just for the ladies.
DJ Fricker.
So coming up, I've got an interview with Mr. Robert Uphill. He's an event manager from Bristol, working for one of the best event management companies there are around at the moment. And also we're going to have our feature, Old versus New, when we look at the world of remixing tracks. And then also we're going to have some news from today in musical history. This track coming in now, this is World of Love from John Dalbach. Absolutely awesome track. And before that we had Piano from Eric Prydz, although it isn't spelt piano. That's going to be coming out in September.
Got a world.
was John Dalbach and World of Love. Right now, I'd like to introduce to you my guest this evening, Mr. Robert Uphill. Good evening, Robert.
Hi, Paul.
How are you feeling?
Great, thank you very much.
How was your journey down here?
Great, thank you. A little bit wet, but I made it here safely.
Now, the reason we got Robert in is he works for a very large event management company based in Bristol. So what exactly do you do then, Rob? Just talk us what you do in the world of event management.
Well, it's a company called Revelation Event Management. We're based in Bristol, operating for just over 9 years. And essentially what we do is we deliver face-to-face communication events. So that can be anything from an award ceremony, conference, team build, party, themed events, anything basically that the client needs assistance with.
All right, so what do you do specifically within the business then?
Well, my role is an event manager. So my role is to take the need of the client, work out what they want to achieve, and then deliver it essentially. It means organising different suppliers, speaking to venues, getting in different acts sometimes, different entertainment, and putting it all together and make sure it happens on the night.
So when you say venues, what sort of venues do you use mainly? Do you use just like nightclubs, or are you talking more sort of like marquees? I mean, what sort of, when you say like any sort of event, I mean, you're talking like weddings and parties or...
Well, this is the great thing about the job and the great thing about the industry. We're not just based in doing work in hotels. It's a complete mixture. It could be hotels, it could be marquees, literally anything, which keeps a variety there and makes the job a really good one.
Oh, that sounds really interesting. I mean, how do you get into this sort of work then? How do you get into doing event management?
Well, I'm told it's one of the hardest industries to get into. I literally fell into it at a young age.
All right. How was that? How did you get?
Well, I was starting doing discos actually when I was just a teenager, and luckily I had some friends who were slightly older, working in the industry freelance, and they needed some support. One day, got me along. I met Revelation at its early years, and got involved right at the start.
All right. Well, I think that's enough for now, Rob. We'll come back to you very shortly. Right now, we're going to play another track for you. This is Red Colton, Call Me. And in fact, this track was the predecessor to Eric Prydz and Call Me. Although it has been rumoured that Red Colt is actually another name for Eric Prydz, although obviously that can't be proven. And he actually took this sample, Everybody, from a Black Box track from the 80s and combined it with another 80s sample from Steve Winwood, Valerie.
Oh,
So if you would like to get in touch with me, was Red Colton Call Me. This track coming in now, this is Looking Back by Route 33. Let's see Miss Hart on the remix. Come up very shortly, right after this track, we're going to have a second half of our interview with Robert Uphill, telling us more about the world of event management. We'll be right back. Okay, so coming up now, we've got our feature Old versus New. We're going to play an old track, one of the classics, and then compare it to one of the new up and coming remixes. See which one you guys prefer. So the track we're going to use for our Old versus New today is none other than Robin S and Show Me Love. And you may not know this, but this track was actually produced by Stonebridge. Let me know your thoughts on this track. Robin S, the original version, remixed by Stonebridge. What do you make of that one, Mr. Uphill?
Oh, that was great.
One of your favourites, would you say?
Yeah, definitely. I'm always in for the classics.
Okay, now we're going to compare that one to the new remix produced by Mobin Masters. start us off sounding very the same. But I can assure you it gets very different later on. Was old versus new. Mr. Apple, what are your thoughts on that then?
Well, I think you know my thoughts, Paul. It's got to be the original all the way.
Original and the best for you, is it?
Always.
See, for me, it's going to be the new one because I love that bit more electrical sound to it.
But you can't get away from that classic. You know, if you're in the club or you're at home, wherever you are, get that classic on. It's always going to be a way.
I must say, I do enjoy listening to Robin S. occasionally. So while you're still here then, Rob, why don't you tell us more about your job? Like, for example, why don't you fill us in on what your favourite event has been in the past?
Well, I think one of the not necessarily the biggest events that we do, but one of the most important is probably for the AEO, the Association of Event Organisers. Now, you may think to yourself, you know, a little bit daft, or you've got to be crazy to organise the association's conference, but actually...
So, let's get it straight. This is a conference for people who organise conferences.
That's right, and we're organising it on behalf of the association.
So you're kind of under a microscope, aren't you? People watching your every move.
Definitely. But I love the pressure, and that's the great thing about the job.
So you think that's why you enjoy event management so much, because you thrive off the high-pressure environment?
Definitely, absolutely. You know, there's no other job that I know that basically you get this slow build-up. And then all of a sudden you get this massive adrenaline rush at the end, which is, of course, the event.
So you say the AEO is the biggest one you do. What, for example, in the last AEO conference, what made it stand out from other standard conferences?
Well, I think it's really just who attends. So I think you said, obviously, you've got all the people there who organise events, and what they're
basically
seeing,
all the big players then.
Exactly, yeah. All the players in the industry, all the key people, they're all there. And there's no room for error. And that's what makes the event good.
So that's the biggest event. What would be your favourite event?
Well, probably the themed events, to be honest. They're always the biggest laugh. And the best to organise.
So like a themed party then?
Absolutely.
Give us an example of what a themed party you've done in the past.
Well, where do you start? You know, there's everything from sort of a James Bond theme through to a simple black and white or a masked ball. You know, it could be anything. And they're all great. And having, you know, getting to choose all the theming equipment, that's probably one of the funnest jobs out there.
Well, that's very interesting. Thank you, Rob. Come back to you in just a moment. Otherwise, we're going to let this one play out. This is Rocktron by Junior Jack. So, Mr. Apple, just before you go, I just want to ask you, what are you doing that's big in this area? I mean, you say you work in Manchester and London, but what are you doing around here at the moment?
Well, I suppose one of the biggest events coming up locally is the Southwest Excellence Awards, which is all based around tourism. Essentially, it's the award ceremony congratulating the winners for the best tourism. So that's hotels, attractions. That's taking place at Cadbury House.
Cadbury House.
Just outside of Bristol.
Oh, right, yes.
That's taking place, I believe it's the 26th of November.
So does that mean you get to stay in Cadbury House?
Well, no, I won't be staying personally. Oh. The guests will obviously have that delight. We're there, obviously, to set up during the day, run the evening awards, and then we'll have the delight again of taking it all down that evening and getting out overnight. But the guests, no doubt, will have a fantastic night. They've got like a 4 or 5 course meal lined up for them. And obviously the award ceremony and then entertainment to follow. So it will be a great night.
So you pack up after the party. I mean, what time do you get to finish then?
Early hours of the morning. What that's going to be depends on how quick we take it all down at the end.
So how hard you work, basically.
Exactly.
Well, okay, Rob, we're just about time, all we've got time for you, I'm afraid, is you're going to play one last track. Your favourite track, I believe. You requested this one earlier. This is Shola Ammer in Imagine. Do you like this one?
Oh, definitely my favourite track.
Well, enjoy this then. If you do like this, if you do like your sound on a more urban tip, check out Mishak. He's coming up at 9 o'clock right after my show. He'll be playing some more urban style music. So, Mr. Uphill's got to shoot off now. He's got a very big, important event to organise this weekend. So, it's been nice having you here, Rob.
Thanks very much, Paul.
Thanks for coming down.
Absolute pleasure. Good to see you.
Thanks for your insight. I'm sure it's tickled some people's imagination on careers I'd like to take.
I'm sure it has.
Please do travel home safely. Thank you. Thank you. Robert Uphill, and he works for Revelation Event Management. They're based in Bristol. So now we're going to move away from the urban style and get back into our more traditional electric house music. And this is Salmik Fakir. And it's the Axwell and Sebastian Ingrosso remix of It's True.
Life would smile for you. You thought you knew it all, but let me tell you, you're not the only one by far. Let's knock down all the walls. Take your first step and you can get there in time. It's
So the time is now 9:15. Because I have the news at 9 o'clock for you. Still a lot of great music to go yet, though, and we've still got our feature, The History of Today in Music.
It's true. Life will smile for you. Life will smile for you.
It's true. And coming in now, we've got Usher remix by Stonebridge again. And this is the Love in the Club remix.
Keep it coming on.
that was the Love in the Club remix of Usher by Stonebridge. Okay, now we're going to go for our final feature, as there's only 10 minutes left to go now. And that's On This Day in Musical History. And in fact, on the year I was born, Bob Marley and the Wailers started their final tour ever in the UK, and they started in Dublin. Playing in the background, we've got the Toca Disco remix of Sono. Also on this day in 2002, a group who said they had the name first took boy band Blue to court. The Scottish group Blue, who had a hit in the UK, number 18 hit in 1997, issued the band Blue with a writ over the rights to the name. Obviously the boy band from the UK, the new one, they obviously won. Still called Blue now. In fact, aren't you reforming?
Think it's time to put an end to it. Try to clean my hair again. Start to resuscitate my engine. Try to walk back where I ran. Keep control.
on the ground, getting low low on the ground, getting low low on the ground, getting low.
So that was Sono and Keep Control, the Toca Disco remix. Now we're going to take you to some serious heaviness.
Getting low low on the ground, getting low low on the ground, getting low low on the ground.
This is Larry T and Work It Out, the Herv remix.
Getting low low on the ground.
Herv man of the moment is remixing some serious heavy stuff at the moment.
Getting low low on the ground. Everybody gotta work it out, work it out. Everybody gotta. Bad boys, bad boys, bad boys in the front, just open your mouth.
Everybody gotta work it out, work it out. Everybody gotta work it out, work it out. Bad boys, bad boys, bad boys in the front, just open your mouth. Bad boys, bad boys, bad boys in the front, just open your mouth.
Bad boys, 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 bad boys.
Yeah, that is seriously heavy, man. That's pretty much all we've got time for on the Electric Selection this evening. I'll be handing over to the news in about 2.5 minutes. Thank you very much for listening. Please do keep your ears peeled for future broadcasts. Like, once again, thank my guest, Mr. Robert Uphill, for coming in. Very informative. Got a couple of shouts to give out here. Got a shout out to give out to DJ Fricks. One to my lovely girlfriend, Kate Buttery. Thanks for all the support. And my man, Lindsay.
Some of us is getting sticky. Come on over here quickly. Do you think Piggy lit me? Knew that when you bit me. Everybody gotta work it out. Bad boys in the front, just open your mouth. Everybody gotta work it. 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 Everybody gotta work it.
Everybody gotta work it out.
So, players, we're going to give a shout out to DJ Fricks listening up in London. And Jenna listening up in Milton Keynes. The Milton Keynes Massive. Jenna and Greg out there loving it. Here we go, guys, we're rolling.
Honey, really with the wickedest glow in my selector. You know what I'm known, so been dropping on my truth. Just let it go, man, and wait for the drop. Limit just roll, straight up my tongue. It's just begun, see the crowd go mad. So I drop another one, we drop another limit. And the crowd go crazy, I pop a dog, never act lazy. Stand wide up, I'm up something thing. And them yelling out, troops up with me. Yo, watch me, watch yours. Listen to me. 1, 2, 3, stinky liquor, mash up the party. Something's not straight to me. And they got them love, yeah. Physically, you know what's up.
it, Seb. I got to thanks Max. Thanks to Max for bringing me this tune.
I'm